Здравствуйте, друзья. У меня постоянно спрашивают, говорят: Михаил, вы там на месте, гляньте, там, может быть, найдете какой-нибудь проект, у нас тут бригада разработчиков, вот мы умеем это и это. Я думаю, ну, конечно, при случае. И вот представился случай. У нас есть заказ на бригаду разработчиков, и заказчик в нашем офисе, мы сейчас его попросим представиться и рассказать, о чем речь.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ram Subramaniam. I have been a software developer all my life, and I have also been an entrepreneur all my life. And now I, along with one of my Stanford classmates, have launched a venture in India, which is a fintech venture, and it brings machine learning and artificial intelligence-based recommendations for personal finance for the Indian consumers. And I am delighted to be here in Portnov.
But you are in US and the software is targeting the people in India.
Exactly. So we both, I and my founder, co-founder, we both are here, and we have a huge office in India. And what we do is we commute from here to India almost every month. And the reason why we are stationed here is to be very close to the VCs, investors, and also to Stanford, so that we tap the knowledge that our professors have, the Stanford professors have. So we want to be here for just that reason, but I commute to India so that I work closely with the developers, banks, my other employees. We have a pretty large office in a city called Hyderabad in India.
Okay, so India by itself is well known for being the outsourcing hub. So why are you looking outside of India for a team?
Okay, it's a very good question. Why is someone from India
Yes.
looking for outsourcing elsewhere?
Yes.
Very interesting question. The reason being, outsourcing talent that is available in India today mostly focuses on providing support and related software development services, let's say for large, gigantic companies.
Okay.
So their focus is more on SAP and Oracle and Microsoft related technologies and so on and so forth. In other words, the outsourcing there is mostly targeted toward corporate customers here in the United States and in the
Okay,
West. Okay.
so not startups.
Not for startups for two reasons. One, you know, startups have to use the latest technology. And the other problem being, in general, in the Indian society, they would the employees would prefer to work in established, well-known, reputed organizations.
Okay.
So not much preference is given to startup companies yet. It is beginning. So one, we find it difficult to recruit good talent. And two, the technologies we use. For example, our development stack is MySQL, Angular, Node, and Express.
Something very common in the US, actually.
Pretty common here in the US,
Yes.
and even here in the US, if you take, for instance, all these corporates that use ERP systems and other systems to support their main core services, these are peripheral technologies for them.
Okay.
Okay. So these web technologies, those organizations that are using web technologies to provide connectivity to their backend systems, they use all these latest web technologies.
Okay.
Okay.
So, what kind of team are you looking for? What kind of expertise and maybe some other requirements? Let's say, how would you describe an ideal team to work with?
Well, I would look at somebody with about anywhere from 2 to 5 years experience in technologies such as
Is a team?
it's either individuals or a team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they come as a team, well and good, but if they would like to contribute and work with us on an individual basis, that is also good. Okay. So they should be able to be well-versed in Angular. We use Angular 7, Node.js for our APIs in the back end, and we use Express for the API framework. And our proxy server is an Nginx server. And we also have a little bit of Java code, but I am in the process of eliminating it so that everything is now Angular Node, and we use MySQL as the database. So I don't want to use multiple technologies because with Java, we need to have Tomcat servers and those kind of things. So I want to eliminate that completely and be a node Angular shop 100%.
Okay. So how would they contact you?
Well, I can. The name of our company is My Money Karma. And
say it again.
My Money Karma.
My Money Karma. Okay.
And my email ID is ram@mymoneykarma.com.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best way for them to get in touch with me.
Just over email.
Okay, just over email.
Mm-hmm.
What I want is not only individual developers, but also outsourcing organizations to get in touch with me so that we could work on some kind of an engagement. You know, we could start with a trial engagement. We could evaluate mm-hmm. the team's ability to deliver. And once the engagement model is set, I find that, or I anticipate that this model will continue for some time because we are just a startup now.
Mm-hmm.
We are fully funded.